the son of perdition, Antichrist, revealed, Bashar Assad, president of Syria. 51 main points of proof that Bashar Assad is the man of sin, man of lawlessness, son of perdition, the one people call the end-time Antichrist. When using the word Antichrist, I am using that term only because that's the vocabulary that most people use and recognize when referring to what the scriptures actually call the man of sin, the lawless one, the son of perdition. Although there are many Antichrists, there is only one main man that will lead the new world order and will be so wicked as to actually sit in the seat of God in the temple of God, proclaiming himself to be God. Listed here are actually hundreds of confirmations that it is Bashar Assad, the president of Syria. But I have grouped them into 50 plus main sections. The confirmations are overwhelming and well documented. Please fast and pray about this information. Published May 31, 2012. Last updated / edited May 5, 2017. Confirmation number 1. Bashar Assad is worshipped as God. See www.presidentassad.net. A website by a Syrian journalist who worships Assad as God. This man is not alone. Many people in Syria worship him as God. Hafez al-Assad, Bashar Assad's dad, developed a state-sponsored cult of personality. Portraits of him, often depicting him engaging in heroic activities, were placed in every public space. He named myriad numbers of places and institutions in Syria after himself, and other members of his family. At school, children were taught to sing songs of adulation about Hafez al-Assad. Teachers would begin each lesson with the song "Our Eternal Leader, Hafez al-Assad." In some cases, he portrayed himself with apparently divine properties. Sculptures and portraits depicted him alongside Muhammad, while, following her death, the government produced portraits of Assad's mother surrounded by a halo. Syrian officials were made to refer to him as the Sanctified One. This strategy of creating a cult of personality was pursued further by Hafez's son Bashar al-Assad. Confirmation number 2. Not only is he worshipped as God, but is worshipped higher than Allah. For a Muslim to say that someone is higher than Allah, that's major. Daniel 11 verse 36 to 37. And the king shall do according to his will, and he shall exalt himself, and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished, for that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. The Good News translation says in Daniel 11 verse 36. The king of Syria will do as he pleases. He will boast that he is greater than any god, superior even to the supreme God. He will be able to do this until the time when God punishes him. God will do exactly what he has planned. There is a video in the article on our ministry website showing how Assad is worshipped as a god above Allah. The video shows people holding and bowing to flags of Assad. One clip shows a man hugging an image of Assad, spinning around in ecstatic joy. There is another video in the article on the website. It is a collection of clips exposing the blatant shirk of the Alawi religion, which worships Assad. Through the personality cult built around the Assad family, the Muslims of Syria have been denied self-rule. There is a clip of a man on television describing Bashar Assad as his lord. Another man on television says if Allah pushed Syria into a corner, they would even push him into a corner. A third supporter describes the worship of Assad above Allah, for us, we worship Bashar al-Assad before we worship Allah. And I tell it to you like it is. Then, there is a clip of people bowing and kissing printout images of Assad's face, followed by a clip of several dozen people bowing around a giant portrait of Assad, which was spray-painted in the middle of a busy street. Several more images show people bowing to printouts of Assad and kissing them on the street. The next caption says, "But Allah is exalted, high above the partners they ascribe to him," then shows several clips of people who have rejected Assad and protested against him, by burning and defacing these portraits. Confirmation number 3. Syrian soldiers force people to say no God but Bashar al-Assad, no God but Mar al-Assad. Now why would his soldiers believe he is God, the only God, higher than Allah? The answer is only if he himself proclaims it or at least doesn't deny it. Also, I have received word from someone who knows someone who has family in Syria that people are being beheaded for refusing to say that Assad is God above all gods. This isn't something I just read online, it's a report from people living in that area. Also on the website there is another video showing people worshipping Assad. In this video, Assad's army repeatedly demand that a man say, there is no God but Bashar al-Assad. He refuses, so they slap him and say they will kill him. Confirmation number 4. The Bible calls the end-time son of perdition the Assyrian. Isaiah 10, entire chapter, is about the end-time Assyrian Antichrist. Notice verse 3, the word desolation. Isaiah 10 verse 3, and what will ye do in the day of visitation, and in the desolation which shall come from far? To whom will ye flee for help? And where will ye leave your glory? Compare verse 12, the words look and stout with Daniel 7 verse 20, and of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spoke very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. Isaiah 10 verse 12. Wherefore it shall come to pass, that when the Lord hath performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria, and the glory of his high looks. The timing of Isaiah 10 verse 12 is the end times, the punishment of the end time Antichrist. Verses 28 until the end of Isaiah 10 show that the Assyrian will come from the north. It lists the names of ancient towns starting from the farthest north, leading down to Israel. Most Bible scholars claim that this is talking about the Assyrian invasion of the House of Israel around 701 BC. However, in that historical event, the facts declare that the Assyrian did not come from the north, and that the path described was not the path of the Assyrian invasion. History shows that it actually came from the southwest. Therefore the Isaiah 10-11 prophecy has not yet been fulfilled. When we get into chapter 11, we see that it describes the birth and life of Jesus. Then it speaks about his second coming to destroy the same Assyrian by the breath of his mouth. We see the same event in 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 8 and Isaiah 30 verse 30 and 31. There can be no doubt that 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 8 is quoting from Isaiah 11 verse 4 and Isaiah 30 verse 30 and 31. It is repeated in Revelation 19 verse 15 and 21, Jesus will come to destroy the end time Assyrian son of perdition. Micah 5 verse 1 to 5 talks about Jesus. Then in verse 5 it talks about Jesus giving us peace from the Assyrian. It is clearly talking about the Antichrist during the tribulation. Then Jesus comes and delivers us from him. Ezekiel 28 calls him the Prince of Tyrus. Tyrus was an ancient city of Assyria. It's in modern-day Lebanon. Today Assad of Syria is the real ruler of Lebanon via the puppet president of Lebanon. All the world proclaims Assad as the real power of Lebanon. Other study could include Isaiah 14 verse 25, Isaiah 19 verse 23, Isaiah 23 verse 13, Isaiah 30 verse 31, Isaiah 31 verse 8, Isaiah 52 verse 4, Ezekiel 31 verse 3, Hosea 5 verse 13, Hosea 11 verse 5. The Bible never says the Antichrist will be an European. The word European is not even in the Bible. Every time the Bible gives any indication of his national identity, it always refers to him as the Assyrian or Prince of Tyrus. There is never any indication of European or anything other than Syrian or a ruler of Lebanon. Many people believe that President Erdogan of Turkey is the Assyrian. Indeed, Turkey was in the Assyrian Empire. But the prophecies of the Assyrian were written so that the end-time generation could know who the Antichrist is. It is much easier for our generation to identify the Antichrist as the Syrian president, not President Erdogan of Turkey, via the phrase the Assyrian. It was written so that we could understand. It wasn't written to confuse us. Egypt was in the Assyrian Empire, so was Saudi Arabia, Israel, Iraq, Iran, etc. If the Antichrist would be from Egypt, it would say the Egyptian. If he was from Israel, it would say the Israelite or Hebrew. So if he is from Syria, it would say the Assyrian. It's that simple. The Assyrian is from Syria. The truth is simple, not confusing. Some people think that the Assyrian in the Bible refers to Donald Trump, Obama, or Erdogan, the president of Turkey. But common sense tells you that the Assyrian must be the president of the nation that has the most people who claim to be Assyrian. Syria has the most Assyrian people, minimum 400,000 to 700,000. Although many of them fled during the war, many are also coming back since ISIS has been mostly defeated, and despite the refugee crisis, Syria still has the most Assyrians. Turkey has only 15,000 to 65,000 Assyrians. Germany only 70,000 to 100,000. USA only 80,000 to 400,000 maximum. Saudi Arabia does not have an Assyrian population. There is a link with a side-by-side comparison of the scripture requirements compared to Assad, Erdogan, Prince Charles and Obama. Confirmation number 5. King of the South shall push against him, King of the North shall come against him like a whirlwind. Daniel 11 verse 40. And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him, and the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots, and with horsemen, and with many ships, and he shall enter into the countries, and shall overflow and pass over. He shall enter also into the glorious land, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of his hand, even Edom, and Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon. Most Bible scholars agree that the king of the south is referring to Egypt and/or Israel. What are we witnessing right now in May 2012? We are witnessing Israel pushing against Bashar Assad, desiring that he be defeated. We also are witnessing Egypt desiring that Assad be defeated. Everyone is against Assad except Iran, Russia and China. Who is the king of the north? Some believe that it could be Russia. But that is impossible, because Russia is not the enemy of the Antichrist. We know that Russia will help the Antichrist in Ezekiel 38 to invade Israel. We also know this because of the revelation of the real meaning of 666 and its connection to Russia and communism. Please read the article The Three Symbols of 666 Revealed. It can be found at www.isawthelightministries.com/mark.html. In modern times, the King of the North is the USA, North America, NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and the NATO member state of Turkey. We are witnessing NATO, including USA, Turkey, Germany, France and Britain preparing to come against Assad and Damascus like a whirlwind. We can fully expect a military whirlwind to come against Syria in the near future. Isaiah 17 verse 1. The burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. Confirmation number 6. Deadly head wound to recover. Revelation 13 verse 3 and 4. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Please notice in verse 4 that a war is associated with his head wound. His deadly wound was healed, and then the world wondered after the beast, saying, Who is able to make war with him? In other words, NATO, King of the North Atlantic, attacks him and his head is wounded and healed. I don't believe that we have to see him injured or killed and resurrected. I believe the head wound is talking about his nation being pierced with missiles to his headship/rulership. I believe we are about to witness this event relatively soon. The capital of Syria is Damascus. What is the origin of the word capital? Origin equals Old France from Latin, capitalis, meaning head. Also from architecture, the distinct, typically broader section at the head/top of a pillar or column. Origin: Middle English, from Old France capitale, from Late Latin, capitellum, meaning little head. Remember that the Antichrist is called the little horn or the little column of the head. The origin of the term capital punishment is the actions of beheading and hanging. It's punishment to the head, it's a deadly head wound. Damascus is the head or the capital of Syria. It will be wounded by NATO. And Assad will escape, perhaps running to Iran or Russia, and then will lead the Iranian, Russian and Chinese armies against Israel, Europe and America. Praise the Lord Jesus. Here is a confirmation. The word heads in Revelation 13 verse 3 is Strong's Greek number 2776 Kephal, from which we get the English word capital. BlueLetterBible.org says, the head, both of men and often of animals. Since the loss of the head destroys life, this word is used in the phrases relating to capital and extreme punishment. Metaphor or anything supreme, chief, prominent of persons, master lord, of a husband in relation to his wife of Christ, the Lord of the husband and of the church of things, the cornerstone. So, definition number one confirms what I had already written about capital punishment. Capital and head are synonymous. Definition number two confirms G2776 as something supreme, chief or prominent, such as the capital city of a nation. Definition 2C confirms that G2776 can also refer to the top of a pillar or column, which refers to the little head. I personally envision this to be a horn. In other words, Strong's gives the same definition for Kephal as does the dictionary for capital. The Almighty God is faithful to confirm. Isaiah 7 verse 8, for the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin, and within 75 years shall Ephraim be broken, that it be not a people. Strong's Greek number 2776 Kephal. Friberg's Analytical Greek Lexicon says it means literally, of a human or animal head, Matthew 6 verse 17, or figuratively, metaphorically, of Christ as the head of which the church is the body, Ephesians 1 verse 22, of persons, designating first or superior rank head, 1 Corinthians 11 verse 3, of things uppermost part, extremity, end point, of buildings keystone, capstone, Matthew 21 verse 42, leading city, capital. Gingrich Greek New Testament Lexicon. Head means one of superior rank. Or head as extremity, and, cornerstone. Capital or frontier city. 1 Peter 2 verse 7 and 8 Commentary. This became the very cornerstone. 2776 refers literally to the head, of a body, and figuratively to describe persons of superior rank or high status, 1 Corinthians 11 verse 3, things that are uppermost, such as the capstone of a building, Matthew 21 verse 42, or a leading city or capital city, Acts 16 verse 12. Revelation concerning the word wound as in head wound. The word wound in Revelation 13 verse 3 is Strong's G4127 plege, which means a blow, stripe, a wound, a public calamity. The root word is Strong's Greek number 4141 pleso, which means to inflict or smite with calamity, i.e. to pound and to flatten. So what we see in the head wound is that the capital, head, of Syria, Damascus, will be pounded with missiles and flattened to a ruinous heap. Isaiah 17 verse 1. The New American Standard Bible says the oracle concerning Damascus. Behold, Damascus is about to be removed from being a city and will become a fallen ruin. Yes, it will fall down, it will be flattened, which just means that it will no longer be standing. It doesn't have to be completely flat. The Antichrist will continue 42 months after the deadly head wound, NATO attack on Damascus, recovers. Confirmation number 7. Three nations have already fallen, time for little horn to raise. Daniel 7 verse 8. I considered the horns, and, behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots, and, behold, In this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things. Among the uprisings in the Middle East and Arab nations, Assad has risen in the news and risen in the spotlight of the world. All eyes are upon him. Three kings have already fallen, the presidents of Tunisia, Egypt and Libya. He will eventually invade those three nations, thus establishing his hornship into those nations, thereby rising up his empire among them. Confirmation number 8. Look more stout than his fellows. Daniel 7 verse 20. And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spoke very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. Recently, I saw a picture online of Bashar Assad, and in this picture, he looked so very stout or stiff. He looked like a statue. If I see this picture again, I will add it here. But to me, this fits Assad perfectly. Another way that he fits the description of stout is that he is taller than all the other world leaders. Confirmation number 9. Islamic prophecies say that the end time Mahdi will be tall, slim and good looking. Different sects of Islam add other characteristics as well. But the different sects of Islam do not agree on all the details of his appearance. So it's not 100% necessary that he fit all the details of their prophecies, since they disagree on those prophecies. But tall, slim and good looking are characteristics that are generally agreed upon and that many people believe fit Assad's appearance. Confirmation number 10. Born on September 11, 1965. Although that is not a requirement, it's absolutely a sign. September 11, 2001 was a major date of change for America and the world. It brought fear to America. It killed around 3,000 people. It was a battle victory for the Antichrist. It was death upon America. It was Islamic terrorism. Yes, the USA government knew it was going to happen and did plant bombs in the buildings to help bring it down so they could invade the Middle East, to weaken America's economy and to weaken the American military. It was all planned out by the New World Order of Islamic, Communist and Nazis. But it was still the work of the Islamic Antichrist terrorist. Could 9/11 be Assad's birthday present? Also, there is good reason to believe that the actual birth date of the real Jesus the Christ could have been on September 11th. So for Assad to be born on that same date, could be used by him later. I firmly believe that his birthday of 9/11 is a sign and confirmation of Assad's identity. Confirmation number 11. Family name equals the beast. Bashar's dad, Hafez al-Assad, was the president of Syria for 30 years. Either he, or Assad's grandfather, changed the family name from al-Wahash, the wild beast in Arabic, to al-Assad, the lion in Arabic. Bashar Assad's real name is Bashar Wahash, Bashar the Beast. Therefore, if you were to read the Book of Revelation in Arabic, it would actually have Assad's real last name instead of Beast. Remember that Jesus the Christ is the Lion of Judah. The word Assad means lion. The Antichrist is calling himself a lion. Remember in Revelation 13 verse 2 that the beast has the mouth of a lion. In an Arabic Bible, it would say that Wahash, Assad's real last name, has the mouth of Assad. The feet of a bear is Russia. Like a leopard is Iran. The dragon that gives him his power is the devil, but it is also China. The Chinese red dragon. Whoever the Antichrist is, Assad or otherwise, he cannot conquer the world without the power of China. Concerning his first name Bashar, most people claim that Bashar means messenger of good tidings / good news. That in itself, could be a sign that he could proclaim to be an reincarnation of Jesus. But I have also found that a more probable meaning of Bashar is humanity, flesh, or flesh of a man. In Revelation 13 verse 18, it says it's the number of a man. But it is not talking about the word male. But rather humanity. Notice Strong's Greek word 444, anthropos, which means human being, whether male or female, generically to include all human individuals, in other words, it's humanity. 666 is the number of man, multitudes of humanity, groups of humans, i.e. the Nazis, the Islamist and the Communist. Strong's Aramaic 1320 Basar is found many times in the Holy Bible and it means flesh of the body, of humans, of animals, the body itself, male organ of generation, euphemism, kindred, blood relations, flesh as frail or erring, man against God, all living things, animals, and slash or mankind. When Jesus said, "This is my body," he spoke in Greek and it was written in Greek. But if he had spoken those words in Aramaic or Arabic, he would have said Basar. Joachim Jeremias in Eucharistic Words of Jesus, Philadelphia, PA, Fortress Press, 1977, contends that the Aramaic Bashar literally means flesh, must be the original word which underlies our Lord's statement, "This is my body," pages 198-201. Asad's religion, the Alawi sect of Islam, observes communion. They take the bread to represent the flesh/body of Jesus. Therefore, they take the Basar or Bashar during communion. Again, he could claim to be the reincarnation of Christ Jesus. Confirmation number 12. Eyes of a man. Daniel 7 verse 8, "I considered the horns, and, behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots, and, behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of man, and a mouth speaking great things." Daniel 7 verse 20, "And of the ten horns," Revelation 13 verse 1, "that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spoke very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. All people and all angels have eyes." So there is something special about eyes concerning the Antichrist. He doesn't just have eyes like everyone else. Let's look up the word eyes in this verse in the Strong's Bible Concordance. 5870, ayin, Assyrian Aramaic word. It's related to Aramaic 5869, which includes the possible meaning of knowledge, of eyes. Bashar Assad is an eye doctor. Notice the symbol of the eye doctor, ophthalmology logo, is one eye. Could it be that the horn has knowledge of eyes? This would be more sense. Research links available on website. Update on confirmation number 11, Antichrist with eye. Last night, Jesus put it into my mind that the one all-seeing eye Antichrist symbol originated in ancient Assyria. So I looked it up, and sure enough, it sure did originate in Assyria. And ancient Assyria even had eye temples. Even if there were no Bible verses that related eyes with the son of perdition, the Antichrist, this evil eye symbol proves that Bashar Assad, an eye doctor, is the Antichrist. The one all-seeing eye is a very well-known symbol of Freemasonry, the Catholic Church, Mormonism, Hinduism, also called the Third Eye, and the Antichrist. Many times, the one all-seeing eye is seen in the middle of a triangle which represents the Assyrian Trinity. Also, many times the eye is replaced in the triangle with the Assyrian letters of YHWH. This triangle, with either the one all-seeing eye or the YHWH, is in the sky between the sun and the moon. This connects everything together, the Assyrian Trinity, the Assyrian YHWH/YHVH letters, the Assyrian eye symbol, the Assyrian eye temples, all false religions and the fact that the Assyrian president Bashar Assad is the end-time Antichrist, sometimes called the third Antichrist who will appear in the sky. On the website there is a link with total undeniable proof that the Bible teaches that this eye doctor, the Antichrist, will be seen in the sky in a fake coming of Jesus. Update, statue of Apollo has one blue eye. A statue of Apollo found in the Middle East originally had two eyes. But one is missing. No coincidence. The one eye is blue. Assad has blue eyes. Assad is the fallen angel of Apollyon in Revelation 9 verse 1-12. There are several links on the website describing the statue. Confirmation number 13. Antichrist becomes strong with a small group of people. The Bible never says the Antichrist will come to power from one of the world's largest nations like United States, Russia, or China. he will come to power from a small people. Daniel 11 verse 23. And after the league made with him he shall work deceitfully, for he shall come up, and shall become strong with a small people. Bashar Assad is of the small sect of Islam called Alawi. The Alawi Islamic sect was a very hated and persecuted sect of Islam until Bashar came to power. Muslims across the world did not accept the Alawis as their own. They rejected them. Assad is the only president/king of any nation on earth who is Alawi. It is absolutely amazing that the man's family came to power and have since achieved respect from other Muslim nations. He truly came to power with a small people. The Alawites are only 12% of the Syrian population. The Alawi sect is a very evil sect, even more evil than any other sect of Islam. All of Islam is evil. But the Alawis religion is more mystical, strange, cleverly deceptive and satanic than any other division of Islam. Confirmation number 14. The Antichrist will be a Muslim. Again, please take the time to read the article The Beast Revealed. Assad is a Muslim. Don't deny these facts/revelations if you are not going to take the time to verify these claims. If you seek, you shall find. Confirmation number 15. The Antichrist will have the military support of Russia and China. Ezekiel 38. Revelation 13. For proof, please take the time to read the article about the Russian and Chinese invasions at www.isawthelightministries.com/chinese.html. Confirmation number 16. The Antichrist will be an enemy of the USA and of Israel, yet will proclaim peace. Assad fits this perfectly. Syria has moved Scuds to Israel, Turkey borders, confirmed on Israel News. Confirmation number 17. Bashar Assad proclaims that peace in the Middle East can only come through him. He is seen as a powerful peace broker by many people. Those that worship him as God, proclaim that he is a man of peace and is the only one who can bring peace. Assad is also the leader of the evil Ba'ath Party, the same party that Saddam Hussein was part of. The purpose of the Ba'ath Party is to unite all Arab nations into one. Confirmation number 18. Against Egypt and Libya. Daniel 11 verse 42 and 43. He shall stretch forth his hand also upon the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. But he shall have power over the treasures of gold and of silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt, and the Libyans and the Ethiopians shall be at his steps. Iran has publicly stated that they know who the 12th Mahdi is and that he is actively involved in the revolutions in Tunisia, Egypt and Libya. It is well known that Assad is an enemy of the Muslim Brotherhood who is gaining control in those three nations. I believe that the revolutions in those nations were planned by Assad to weaken those nations and prepare for his future invasion of those nations. Right now in May 2012, we see the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood forces calling for military invasion of Syria, thereby creating a war between Assad and Egypt. Source: Reuters. Confirmation number 19. Bashar Assad is best friends with Iran, who we know is eagerly and patiently working for the 12th Mahdi Antichrist. Supporting news article, Iran strengthens its backing for Assad, admits troops in Syria. Confirmation number 20. Iran said that an attack on Syria would be connected to the revealing of the 12th Mahdi. Iran preparing for the last 6 months prior to the reappearance of the Islamic Messiah. Confirmation number 21. Antiochus Epiphanes, foretold in the book of Daniel, was king of Syria. He foreshadowed the end-time Antichrist. Daniel 11 verse 13-35 talks about Antiochus Epiphanes, the king of Syria who committed the abomination of desolation in 167 BC. Bible scholars agree that verse 35 transitions to the end-time son of perdition and that verse 36 to the end of the book of Daniel refers to the last generation son of perdition. Now if verse 35 speaks of the king of Syria and verse 36 speaks of the end-time son of perdition, why would he be from any different nation? Bashar Assad sits in the political and military seat of Antiochus Epiphanes as the present-day king/president of Syria. he even has already repeated some of the same historical actions as Antiochus. There are several links on the website describing Antiochus Epiphanes and his connections to Nike and Zeus. Confirmation number 22. Dream confirmation from a woman. I received this email. Dream, May 2011. I had a dream that a friend was going through a difficult time and wanted to go be with her family. I drove her to what seemed like a farm with acres of crops. I noticed that on the sides were hills that were muddy. When I was younger, I used to mud surf. I decided to mud surf. My daughter and the workers working the crops were laughing. All of a sudden it turned dark outside and there was a loud boom in the sky and an aircraft landed. I thought to myself, great, and as the Antichrist was walking to me I thought, you have got to be kidding. I knew it was him. He handed my daughter something and told her to write a series of numbers. I was giving her a different series of numbers. The Antichrist had gotten really mad and grabbed it out of her hand. I held up the Bible and asked him, have you read this book? He replied, yeah, I read it. When he went to walk away, I told him that if he read it, then understand, there are no loopholes. The Antichrist looked at his workers and told them, go and kill all the newborn children. I was taken captive and then woke up. In September 2011, this is not a dream but related, I was walking by my TV and there was a man that looked familiar, was not sure from where, but something was not right. I asked a family member, who is that guy? He responded, the president of Syria. I remember thinking something was not right and had other thoughts as well. May 2012, I was driving and thought, let me go home and look this Assad dude up, so I did just that. My mouth dropped because I remember thinking in September for that brief moment he looked familiar, and the truth is, indeed he did. He was the man in my dream called the Antichrist. I kept looking at him and saying, this is him. I was so floored by it. I wanted to share this with everyone. Prior to my dream I was praying to the Lord and asked him if the Antichrist is here. I believe this was an answer to my prayers. I prayed it because of how rapid things are happening, weather, people, etc. I would say to many, love the Lord your God with all your heart, get in the Word, pray, because I know with all my heart He is coming much sooner than you think. Give thanks every day and be a blessing in people's lives. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe. I responded to this email with the following words, are you saying that in this dream of May 2011 that you understood the man in your dream to be the Antichrist? The woman responded with, yes. He had several others with him dressed in suits, he too was in a suit, you could feel the darkness. She also had another dream about Assad where he was driving a pale, off-white, hearse in a funeral. God immediately gave me the interpretation to give her in our verbal conversation. The off-white slash pale horse represents the white and green slash pale horses of the four horsemen of Revelation chapter 6. Later, I looked up Revelation 6 verse 7 and 8 and was astonished at what it says. Revelation 6 verse 7 and 8. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. In other words, death slash Assad slash the destroyer slash the Antichrist is driving the pale horse slash hearse. In Greek, the word pale here actually represents green, the sacred color of Islam. But in our sister's mind, it represents off-white, so that's how God spoke to her, in a way that fits her understanding, yet is at the same time increasing her understanding and revealing things to her and to us. Assad rides both horses, actually all four. Obama does as well. Just as a man of God can be an apostle and a prophet and an evangelist and a pastor and a teacher, so can the antichrists of this world also have more than one office. In a funeral, you have each car or carriage following the other in the funeral procession. Here in Revelation 6 verse 8, we see hell, Hades, the grave, following death slash Assad. So we do see a funeral procession in Revelation 6 verse 8. In ancient times, it would not be cars but rather horses. Even today, it sometimes involves a horse-drawn carriage. Later, the Almighty showed me a picture of an off-white or pale hearse, among 25 pictures, to powerfully confirm to me these 25-plus confirmations, now 50-plus, including this woman's dreams. Later, I also noticed something very interesting. Assad's elder brother, Basil Assad, was killed January 22, 1994 in a car crash. Basil was in line to be the heir to the throne after their ailing dad was to pass away. The airbags did not inflate. The body of Basil was carried in the funeral with a white hearse decorated with pictures of Basil riding a white horse. Confirmation number 23. Others have also proclaimed that Assad is the end-time Antichrist. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 1. This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. I don't agree with everything these websites teach, but they do proclaim that Bashar is the Antichrist. RaptureWatch.net and Upstream Ministries and a video on YouTube titled Bashar al-Assad is the Mahdi, describing and confirming his role as the Antichrist. And there are other ministries and websites also declaring Assad as the Antichrist, although no other ministry in the entire world is exposing Assad as much as this ministry. Confirmation number 24. Overwhelming evidence that the Antichrist must come from Syria or the old Assyrian Empire. For research, there are several links below provided on the website. I don't agree with everything these articles say, but they do proclaim correctly that the Antichrist will arise from Assyria. Lactantius, Christian author and advisor to Constantine, said king shall arise out of Syria, born of an evil spirit, the overthrower and destroyer. Divine Institute 717 sometime around the year AD 307. David Martin, September 7, 1639, September 9, 1721, a learned French Protestant theologian wrote that Magog of Ezekiel 38 is Syria. Confirmation number 25. Alawi is the only Islamic sect to claim Jesus as the Son of God and as God, and to observe communion, Christmas, Easter and believe in the ancient Assyrian doctrine of a trinity, three Godhead/persons. No other Muslim leader could possibly deceive people into accepting Islam as easily as Bashar Assad and the Alawi sect leaders. This is the only Muslim Antichrist that could possibly tell Christians that they don't have to give up Jesus as God, Christmas, Easter and the Trinity doctrine. They can continue to keep all their pagan customs of Christmas and Easter and the Trinity doctrine and just accept Bashar Assad as the reincarnation of Jesus and Allah. The Alawis believe that Muhammad, Allah, Jesus and Bashar are all the same person, just in different time frames. Just as the Roman Catholic Church also allowed the people to continue to keep the pagan customs of Christmas and Easter in order to get them to accept the Roman Catholic Church, so will also Bashar Assad allow Christians to continue these same ancient pagan days, as long as they accept him as God and convert to Islam. These days actually fit perfectly into their pagan worship. The Alawi sect of Islam, which is the only sect of Islam that teaches the Trinity doctrine. The Trinity is the center of Alawi worship and rites. It will be their proclamation of the Trinity that will capture many Christian believers. The Trinity is the capstone of Assad's rule. It is the Trinity doctrine that will be the brainwashing tool that the Antichrist will use to convince people that he can be God, since the belief is that God is not one. The Trinity doctrine is a major part of Assad's Alawi sect of Islam. Confirmation number 26. Son of perdition, what does the word perdition mean? In 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 3, the Greek word for perdition is Strong's Greek 684, which means destroying, utter destruction. Assad is the son of destruction. His dad was known for his brutal attacks on his own people and Bashar is following in his footsteps. He is destroying. Confirmation number 27. Ruling out where he cannot come from. The Antichrist cannot be from Israel because Daniel 11 verse 41 says he enters, invades, the glorious land, the holy land/Israel. He cannot be from Egypt or Libya because he conquers them. Daniel 11 verse 42 and 43. He can't be from Russia because the king of the north comes against him, Daniel 11 verse 40. You cannot get any further north than Russia. So, if Russia was the nation of the Antichrist, there would be no way that someone else could attack him from the north. He can't be from China or Russia because reports from the north and east trouble him. Daniel 11 verse 44. He cannot be from Jordan because Daniel 11 verse 41 says, "These shall escape out of his hand, even Edom, and Moab, and the chief of the children of Ammon." Most Bible scholars agree that this is speaking of Jordan. The son of perdition, Antichrist, cannot be a pope. A lot of people think that the pope must be the Antichrist. As I wrote in the article about the city of Babylon, Rome was not part of the ancient Babylonian Empire. Therefore, Rome cannot be the city of Babylon. Therefore, the pope also cannot be the son of perdition, Antichrist, for the same reason. The Antichrist must be located in the Babylon Empire and in all empires of the statue/image of Daniel 2, and in all seven empires of Revelation 13. Seven heads means seven empires. Rome was not in all seven major Middle Eastern empires. I believe only Syria and Iraq were. But Rome is definitely impossible for the Antichrist and the city of Babylon. However, the office of false prophet can still come from Rome since that second beast of Revelation 13 does not have seven heads. He is represented with one head and two horns. The only nation with two kings is the Vatican. Many nations have both a president and prime minister. But we must have a Roman component/part in the end-time Antichrist Empire because the Daniel 2 legs of Rome represents the Roman Empire, and that same iron continues into the feet and toes which represent the end-time evil empire. So Rome must be included in the Antichrist Empire, but cannot be the main king, the Antichrist, since Rome was not located in the head of gold Babylonian Empire. The fact that the Vatican now has two popes equals two kings equals two horns with one office/nation/Vatican and the need for a Roman component, proves that both popes are the false prophet and not the actual Antichrist. Prophets are seen as religious figures as the popes are better known as religious figures. The Antichrist in the Bible is seen as more of a king in the sense of a political figure, but who also has great religious connection. Assad published his own Quran and is known to visit Catholic churches on Christmas. The popes promote Islam. The Catholic Church is Islam and is a daughter of Islam. So it makes perfect sense to have the final Antichrist Empire to be a mix of Islam and the Roman Catholic Church. This is also represented in the mixture of iron and clay. But the mixture also represents a mixture of humans and fallen angels. Must be three men. If the son of perdition is a pope, he still must have two other men, two horns, stand beside of him, and we can't have three popes. The Antichrist must be Assyrian and from the old Babylonian Empire, and all seven empires, which means it can't be the pope. All glory to the Father in Jesus' name. Confirmation number 28. Bashar al-Assad forms new union of Islamic scholars to bring Islam to all the world. Confirmation number 29. The Assyrian bee strikes America. This section deals with prophetic storms in 2012. Although 2012 has come and gone, I will keep these storms listed here because they were prophetic foreshadowings of the future. Tropical Storm Debbie was judgment upon America and spiritually represented the future Antichrist invasion of the USA. Debbie is short for Deborah. Deborah is a Hebrew word for bee. We also know that Deborah in the Bible was the judge of Israel. The only time the word bee is found in the Bible is in Isaiah 7 verse 18 and refers to the Assyrian/king of Syria. Isaiah 7 is also where it says that Damascus is the head of Syria. Isaiah 7 foretold an earlier time when Ephraim, the northern 10 tribes of Israel including the forefathers of USA and British Commonwealth, and Syria were in a joint plot against Judah, today's nation of Israel. Isaiah 7 was also a foreshadowing of today's situation where Obama is in confederation with Syria against Judah/Israel. Isaiah 7 verse 1 and 2. And it came to pass in the days of Ahaz the son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, king of Judah, that Rezin the king of Syria, and Pekah the son of Remaliah, king of Israel, went up toward Jerusalem to war against it, but could not prevail against it. And it was told the house of David, Judah, saying, Syria is confederate with Ephraim. And his heart was moved, and the heart of his people, as the trees of the wood are moved with the wind. Isaiah 7 verse 8. For the head of Syria is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is Rezin, and within 65 years shall Ephraim, British Commonwealth and USA, be broken, that it be not a people. Isaiah 7 verse 17-19. The Lord shall bring upon thee, and upon thy people, and upon thy father's house, days that have not come, from the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, even the king of Assyria. King of Syria slash Russia slash China slash Iran to attack Western Europe and America. And it shall come to pass in that day, that the Lord shall hiss for the fly that is in the uttermost part of the rivers of Egypt, New Muslim Brotherhood President of Egypt, and for the bee, Hebrew word, Deborah, that is in the land of Assyria, Syria. And they, Egypt and Syria, shall come, and shall rest, stall. All of them in the desolate valleys, and in the holes of the rocks, and upon all thorns, and upon all bushes. In verse 18 we see that the Hebrew word for bee is Deborah. The Assyria king is the bee. He rest in the desolate valleys of Ephraim slash USA. Rest equals stall. Valleys is Strong's Aramaic word number 5158, Nakal, which means river, brook, stream, flood, valley of torrent waters, troubled waters. Used also in Psalm 124 verse 4 and Ezekiel 47 verse 19, this valley of troubled waters is the Gulf of Mexico. Tropical storm Debbie moved very slowly in that area and did stall or rest in that valley of troubled desolate waters. The valley slash Gulf of Mexico had already become desolate due to the Gulf oil explosion attack 2 years ago. Debbie, the spiritual representation of Bashar Assad, the son of destruction, flooded Florida. But what he will have, he will take by force. Tropical storm Debbie, the Assyrian bee, flooded Florida with over 26 inches of rain, caused 3 to 4 human deaths and caused much destruction upon Florida. Meanwhile, the triple-double judgment continues via the triple-digit heat and the raging fires in 9 western states. More than 32,000 residents have been forced from their homes in the path of the Waldo Canyon wildfire, and the Air Force Academy has been evacuated. A sign of the military defeat of America. For as in the days that were before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24 verse 38 and 39, who was taken away? The wicked. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Who shall be taken in this verse? A pre-trib rapture? No. The wicked. Luke 17 verse 34 to 37, Revelation 19 verse 17 and 18. Truth about the rapture. 1290/1335 Days of Daniel revealed. As in the days of Noah, people today are going about their own business acting like Jesus will never return and that life as we know it will never change. However, the truth is that major changes are about to take place. In fact, it is already changing for thousands of people in Colorado and Florida. Tropical storm Debbie is a spiritual judgment upon America. It also represents the attack of the Antichrist that is to attack America. The Assyrian bee is upon the Gulf Coast states and the people are too blind to know it. They are blinded by their houses and land, jobs, careers, money, cars, family, friends, drugs, television programming, music, communism, Islam and Nazism. These people are most rebellious. Hurricane after hurricane, tornado after tornado, flood after flood, they continue to build their towers of Babel. The scriptures say that people will still be building when Jesus comes. The mortar will still be wet. Don't act like the world as we know it will always exist. Major changes are taking place. You should now go into major fasting and prayer about where to be located and what preparation God wants you to make. The seven Assyrian storms hit America in 2012. Tropical Storm Debby was the first Assyrian storm. Second storm, on June 29, 2012, only 2 days after Tropical Storm Debby dissipated, a rare and extremely powerful derecho, land hurricane, caused the deaths of 22 people and power outage for almost 5 million people in Ohio, West Virginia, Virginia, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Illinois, North Carolina and New Jersey. Damage to the power grid was called catastrophic. Power was out for over a week in some areas. Millions were without electric for air conditioners, fans, electric stoves, internet, etc. Many people did not prepare and had no way to cook food. Gas stations ran out of gasoline. 911 systems failed. Cell phone carriers failed. The nation's capital, Washington, D.C., was dark for days. State of emergencies were declared in Maryland, Ohio, Virginia, West Virginia and Washington, D.C., because of damage from a rare land hurricane/super derecho storm packing hurricane force winds across a 700-mile, 1,100-kilometer, stretch from the Midwest to the Atlantic Ocean. The spirit of the Assyrian bee was still upon America even after Tropical Storm Debby left Florida. The Assyrian will not only flood Florida but also all of America. When will the people starting listening to these warnings? Third storm, only 3 days later on July 2nd, another derecho hit KYNTN, 300 miles long, 300 miles wide. Fourth storm, then on July 24th another derecho hit Illinois to KY, Indiana and Ohio. Fifth storm, only 2 days later on July 26th, another derecho hit Lake Erie, Ohio, KY, New York and PA. Sixth storm, on August 4th, 2012, a derecho traveled 300 miles from East Iowa to Ohio, disrupting the Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago. There were over 150 reports of wind damage from this storm, with 5 reports of hurricane force winds and a tornado. The derecho narrowly missed the same west central Ohio area, which was hit by 3 derechos within 4 weeks from the end of June to the end of July. So it started with Tropical Storm Debby in late June, the followed by 5 rare derechos. The storm of the Assyrian Antichrist Bashar Assad remains upon America. Seventh storm, Hurricane Sandy. 7 is the number of completeness or perfection. The storm was called the perfect storm. These 7 storms represent the coming invasion of USA by the Assyrian Antichrist, Bashar Assad, president of Syria. The storm is here. The storm is here. Soon, the Assyrian shall come out of the north upon Israel and not only upon the tribe of Judah but also upon Western Europe, the British Commonwealth of Nations and the United States of America. Isaiah 8 verse 7 and 8. Now therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth up upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria, and all his glory, and he shall come up over all his channels, and go over all his banks, and he shall pass through Judah, he shall overflow and go over, he shall reach even to the neck, and the stretching out of his wings shall fill the breadth of thy land, O Emmanuel. Isaiah 28 verse 2. Behold, the Lord hath a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. Ezekiel 38 verse 9. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou, and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Confirmation number 30, Wings of Asshur. Asshur was the founder of ancient Assyria. The nation was named after him, the people were named after him. Ashur was also the name of the capital of the old Assyrian kingdom. He was worshipped above all gods. He was a foreshadowing of the end-time son of perdition. In the Holy Bible, the following words, Asshur, Assur, Assyria, Assyrian, Assyrians are all the same word in Hebrew, Strong's Concordance 804, including but not limited to the following scriptures. Genesis 10 verse 10 to 12. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calneh, in the land of Shinar. Out of that land went forth Asshur, and builded Nineveh, and the city Rehoboth, and Calah, and Resen between Nineveh and Calah, the same is a great city. Isaiah 30 verse 31. For through the voice of the Lord Assyria will be beaten down, as he strikes with the rod. Zephaniah 2 verse 13. And he will stretch out his hand against the north, destroy Assyria, and make Nineveh a desolation, as dry as the wilderness. Zechariah 10 verse 11. He shall pass through the sea with affliction, and strike the waves of the sea, all the depths of the river shall dry up. Then the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart. Ezekiel 32 verse 22. Asshur is there and all her company, his graves are about him, all of them slain, fallen by the sword. Hosea 14 verse 3. Asshur shall not save us, we will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands, yet are our gods, for in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. In the past week, I have been seeing wings everywhere I look and God has been drawing my attention to these wings everywhere. I could tell that these are evil wings everywhere on these cars, tattoos and jewelry, etc. Now God has revealed to me that these are the wings of Satan and his son, the son of perdition, the Nephilim, the Assyrian Antichrist. It is likely that the serpent in the Garden of Eden, once had wings but was cursed to the ground. Look at this ancient symbol of Asshur which shows the wings of the Antichrist and also notice the bow. Assad was often called Guardian Hunter in his military career, a name given to him after the Greek Orion who was the archer in the heavens. There are also four pictures of Assad at the bottom of this article, the fourth picture shows Assad, standing in front of the wings. On the website there are Wikipedia links showing the Assyrian symbolism of the god Ashur. Confirmation number 31, claim of descent from Jacob. Abraham was Hebrew, Genesis 14 verse 13, which means he was descended from Eber. Genesis 11. But he was from Syria Mesopotamia. In Genesis 24 verse 3 and 4 Abraham says, And I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But thou shalt go unto my country, and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. Genesis 24 verse 10. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master, and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand, and he arose, and went to Mesopotamia, unto the city of Nahor. Mesopotamia means the land of Aram of two rivers, which is Syria. Genesis 24 verse 15. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. Genesis 25 verse 20. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian of Padanaram, land of Syria, the sister to Laban the Syrian. Rebekah was from Syria. Isaac and Rebekah beget Jacob. Genesis 28 verse 5. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padanaram, the land of Syria, unto Laban, son of Bethuel the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's and Esau's mother. Genesis 29 verse 10. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel the daughter of Laban his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban his mother's brother, that Jacob went near, and rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the flock of Laban his mother's brother. Genesis 29 verse 16. And Laban had two daughters, the name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Genesis 29 verse 32 to 35. And Leah conceived, and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, Surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction, Now therefore my husband will love me. And she conceived again, and bare a son, and said, Because the Lord hath heard I was hated, he hath therefore given me the son also, and she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again, and bare a son, and said, Now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons, therefore was his name called Levi. And she conceived again, and bare a son, and she said, Now will I praise the Lord, therefore she called his name Judah, and left bearing. Genesis 30 verse 22-24. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened to her, and opened her womb. And she conceived, and bare a son, and said, God hath taken away my reproach, and she called his name Joseph, and said, The Lord shall add to me another son. Genesis 35 verse 18. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. Deuteronomy 26 verse 5. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, Assyrian, Joseph or Jacob. Ready to perish was my father, and he went down into Egypt, and sojourned there with a few, and became there a nation, great, mighty, and populous. Conclusion. Abraham, Rebekah, Rachel, Leah and the sons of Jacob/Israel were from Syria. Some of the above scriptures proclaim them as Syrian. However, that was only because of where they were born or where they lived. Genesis 14 verse 13 proclaims that Abraham was Hebrew, which meant that he came from the line of Eber of Genesis 11. The actual bloodline of the Assyrians came from Asshur and Aram of Genesis 10 verse 22. These were the brothers of Arpakshad from which Eber and the Hebrews such as Abraham's family came from. So the Hebrews and the Assyrians are cousins. They both came from the line of Shem of Genesis 10 verse 21. They are kin. They are related. Both Hebrews and Assyrians are of the bloodline of Shem. But the Assyrians are not Hebrew since they did not come from Eber, Genesis 11 verse 16, like Abraham's line did. The tribes of Israel descend from the land of Syria but they are not of the line of Asshur and Aram as the Assyrians are, but they are cousins, all coming from Shem. Both Jesus and the son of perdition, from line of Shem. Both Jesus and the son of perdition, Bashar Assad, come from the line of Noah's son Shem. Aram is Syria. Ashur is Assyria. They eventually became one and the same. Genesis 10 verse 21, Genesis 11 verse 10-26, Matthew 1 verse 1. All of the tribes/children of Israel except Benjamin were born in Syria. Genesis 35 verse 22-26. Bashar Assad, the son of perdition, will probably use this fact to claim ancestry to Israel/Jacob, thereby ancestry to Jesus Christ and even could try to reclaim Esau's birthright. In fact, there are Muslims that do still bring up the debate of Esau's birthright. Now, God has led me to find an Islamic website which claims that the Mahdi will claim that he is descended from Jacob and that the Mahdi came to power between September 11, 1999, Assad's annual birthday, and September 29, 2000. This is major because not only does it confirm that Assad can claim ancestry to Jacob and Jesus but also because of the fact that Assad did take office in Syria on July 17, 2000 which fits perfectly within the stated time frame. An Islamic website confirms this. Quote from website, It is quite clear in there that the way of the Mahdi will pass to the ascendancy, come into office, in 1999, between September 11, 1999 and September 29, 2000. Another quote, And the whole world will gather around the line of Jacob. Who is the Mahdi descended from? From Jacob. Bashar Assad is a Jew. He is the descendant of a Jewish dynasty of a man named Suleiman al-Wahash, Assad's great-grandfather, who arrived in Syria in 1860 or 1870 from Isfahan, Iran. Ali Suleiman, Assad's grandfather, changed the family name to Assad in the 1920s. The original family name meant the beast. The new family name means the lion. Critics of Bashar Assad over the years have also claimed he had a Jewish lover and that one of his daughters was married to a Jew. Several links on the website confirm this. Confirmation number 32. From Newsweek magazine August 6, 2012, Syria's fake first family, my notorious Vogue interview with Mrs. Assad, the First Lady of Hell. By Joan Juliet Buck. Syria. The name itself sounded sinister, like syringe, or hiss. My notions about the country were formed by the British Museum, the head of Gudea, king of Lagash, treasures from Ur, Mesopotamia, Sumer, Assyria, and Babylon, all of which had occupied what is now Syria. The dictator Hafez al-Assad took power in 1970 and, until his death in 2000, ran the country as cruelly and ruthlessly as his idol Stalin. He was an Alawite. He dealt with a Sunni Muslim Brotherhood uprising in Hama in 1982 by killing 20,000 of its men, women, and children. Syria was a forbidden kingdom, full of silks, essences, palaces, and ruins, run by a modern president and an attractive, young first lady. Nancy Pelosi and John Kerry had visited, as well as Sting, Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, Francis Coppola. It was also a Pandora's box. I met the devil and his wife. In December 2010, there was no way of knowing that the Arab Spring was about to begin, and that it would take down the dictators of Tunisia, Libya, and Egypt. The Assad's PR firm, Brown Lloyd James, took care of my visa. In the offices, flat-screen televisions mounted on walls played only Al Jazeera, one of their clients, along with Gaddafi's son Saif and the government of Qatar. Lloyd and James were absent, but Brown turned out to be Peter Brown, a bearded Englishman with a languorous voice who'd once managed the Beatles. Bashar turned out to have a neck so long that he looked like something you might glimpse breaking the water in a Scottish loch. Their daughter, Zian, a 7-year-old with curly hair, watched Alice in Wonderland on her father's iMac. Asma's iMac faced a side window. If this was a set, the props were well chosen, rubber boots and slickers piled by the lower level door, a collection of completed Lego projects, trucks, buildings, a shark, all perfect, lining the edge of the plate glass walls, a decorated Christmas tree. Confirmation number 33. Former Minister of Lebanon said he would destroy the capital of Saudi Arabia and the Black Islamic for the love of Assad. Confirmation number 34. Muslims say yes, Assad is the Mahdi. The website here links to a Yahoo Answers thread confirming this. Confirmation number 35. On September 11, 2013, an asteroid hit the moon, the biggest moon impact ever witnessed by man. On the anniversary of 9/11. Assad's birthday. No coincidence. He is called the son of perdition, which means destruction. We saw destruction on his birthday in both 2001 and 2013. We see much destruction in his nation. He is never called in the Bible the man of peace. The word peace is never used in the Bible in connection to him. He is always stated to be in war and destruction. It is a completed puzzle. The Assyrian origins of Christmas, Assyrian origins of Easter, Assyrian origins of the Trinity doctrine, Assyrian origins of the so-called Star of David, Assyrian origins of the Yah names, all point toward the Assyrian son of perdition and the Assyrian invasion of the nations. Confirmation number 36. During the Greco-Macedonian Empire, Syria became the new Babylon. Confirmation number 37. Assad the Guardian Hunter, Orion/Apollyon/Apollo/Horus/Tammuz. The prophesied event of June 11, 2014 fulfilled. On June 3, 2014, I posted on the online newsletter at June 3-2014 newsletter concerning a red alert for the date of June 11, 2014. The event was unspecified. Of course, some people, including myself, wondered if that would be the date of the dam's falling. Of course, it wasn't. However, there was two very major events occurred that date of June 11, 2014. A bomb exploded inside a power plant in Arizona on June 11, 2014. Now that is major. Considering that we were thinking that the hydropower plants, dams, could have been hit that day, there was an actual explosion at a power plant that day. Although it was not a dam and although it did not disrupt the electrical grid, although very clearly that must have been its intent, it is very evident that it was a major foreshadowing of the upcoming event that the Almighty God Jesus has foretold. More about the prophecy of the dams linked on the website. The other event on June 11, 2014 was the takeover of much of the region of Iraq by the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, also known as ISIS, and the Islamic State of the Levant. This was a very major event. ISIS took over some large key cities of Iraq, including the capital city of the state of Nineveh, beheading many people and enforcing Sharia law on the population. The United Nations Security Council even held an emergency meeting to discuss the events of ISIS on June 11. The ISIS is a Syrian group. It was founded in Syria. Its top leaders are Syrian and Iraqi. Their stated goal is to form an Islamic empire covering the entire Middle East. They claim to be enemies of Assad, but that's a lie. There is evidence that their generals are Assad's men. He has a secret alliance with them. They are in effect his army in incognito. The foot soldiers may be against Assad, but they are ignorant pawns in the chess game of war. The top ISIS generals know they are working of Assad. It proclaims itself to be an actual nation, although it is not yet recognized by the United Nations and other nations. It has an actual capital city which is located inside Syria, which Assad does not bomb. Unlike Syrian so-called rebel groups, ISIS is focused less on the overthrow of the Assad regime than on enforcing its harsh and austere brand of Islamic law in the areas it controls, as well as the broader aim of establishing a unified Islamic state. While Syrian rebel groups were focused primarily on fighting forces loyal to President Bashar al-Assad, ISIS invested as much energy in establishing the state referenced by its name. It quickly asserted control over the province of Raqqa and late last year declared the Syrian city of Raqqa the capital of its state. Rebel groups complain that ISIS's rise has been aided by the relative disinterest shown by Syrian government forces in the areas under the group's control, which are rarely subjected to air strikes and bombardment. That has helped the group set up its own version of a government. It runs courts, schools and services, flying its ubiquitous black and white flag over every facility it controls. In Raqqa, it recently launched a consumer protection authority to uphold food standards. In other words, enforce the halal mark of the beast. According to a February 12 report from Al-Arabiya, the Islamic State in Iraq and Al-Sham, ISIS, is actually in cahoots with the Assad regime, and is part of a plot to undermine the Syrian resistance. The report goes on to say that the Syrian National Coalition has revealed documents showing that several ISIS commanders are former Syrian army officers, and claims that while the FSA has gotten pounded by the Syrian Air Force while larger, and according to the SNC, more conspicuous ISIS camps have gone unscathed. They also claim that raids by the FSA on ISIS camps have turned up similar weapons and equipment to the Syrian armies, and that they have found signs of Iranian documents and government passports. So, the truth is that ISIS is not enemy of Assad. It is his own army invading other nations. The son of perdition has invaded Iraq. Linked on the website is a news article and more sites confirming how ISIS is working for Assad. Ancient Assyria, King Nebuchadnezzar, Alexander the Great and Antiochus Epiphanes all controlled the area called Babylon, now modern-day Iraq. Alexander the Great even died in Babylon, Iraq, on the date of June 11. All the before-mentioned men considered themselves as the king of Babylon. The son of perdition is also the king of Babylon and will control Iraq. On June 11, 2014 he made great gains in that area. ISIS, Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, is the same name as the Egyptian goddess. Isis, the Egyptian mythological god, gave birth to a male child who would be worshipped. His name was Horus. The left eye was god of the moon. His right eye was the green, sacred color of Islam, I called the eye of Horus, the all-seeing eye represented as YHWH and represents the son of perdition. The little horn with the eyes of a man in the Bible is also foreshadowed by the eye of Horus. Horus is also recognized as part of the Babylonian Trinity. Isis, the Islamic state of Iraq and Syria, will give birth to Assad's world rule as the son of perdition. In other cultures, Horus is also known as Jupiter, Adonis, Molech, Baal, Gilgamesh, Tammuz and Orion, the god of hunting. During Assad's military career he was called the Guardian Hunter, named after Orion, also known as Horus, the one that represents the horn with eyes and the Trinity and YHWH. Isis is also known as Semiramis, Ishtar, Ashtoreth, Astarte, Easter, Fortuna, Sirius and Aphrodite. Nimrod was also called Osiris. Horus was thought to be Nimrod reincarnated. Nimrod was also called the Mighty Hunter. Horus/Assad is also known as Apollo, Apollyon and Abaddon. See Revelation 9 verse 11, where he is a personification of destruction, which means this is speaking of the son of perdition. Notice 9 verse 1 to 14, this is chemical warfare. Assad is known for his chemical weapons and warfare. Notice verse 5 and 6 about the scorpions hurting people but not killing them. Horus/Orion was said to be bitten by a scorpion but did not die from it. The first century readers would have thought about that when they read this. Revelation 16 verse 13 and 14 reveals that the devil, Assad and Pope Francis are all three fallen angels. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the end times. Assad is the same fallen angel known as Apollyon, Horus, Tammuz and Orion, the god of hunting. Christmas, Easter and the Trinity all point to Assad. They are holidays that worship the fallen angel of Assad, Apollyon, the son of destruction. Whether the Isis becomes twice as large or whether it gets defeated in Iraq, Isis will very clearly benefit Assad and is working at his command. Confirmation number 38, Islamic prophecies of Isis war in Iraq. Ancient Islamic prophecies proclaim that in the end times there would be a war between Sunni Islamic extremists and Shia Muslims in Syria and Iraq. The Islamic extremist Sunnis would take some land in Syria and would attack Iraq. Then a man who has a capital city in Damascus, Syria, would come and defeat the invaders in Iraq. He would be the 12th Inman Mahdi end time Islamic world leader. We are now seeing the ancient Islamic prophecy fulfilled. Over the weekend of June 13 to 16, 2014, Assad committed air strikes against ISIS inside Syria for the first time. But Assad also committed air strikes against the Sunni ISIS armies inside Iraq. They are not yet completely defeated. We will probably witness Assad taking more action inside Iraq, thereby fulfilling the ancient Islamic prophecies of the Mahdi. If Assad defeats ISIS in Iraq, the Iranians and Iraqis will remember and recognize their prophecy being fulfilled and proclaim Assad as their 12th Inman, Mahdi. Then the abomination of desolation will occur, which is Assad appearing as God coming in the sky in the strong delusion of 2 Thessalonians 2. There is an article on the website with proof of what the strong delusion is. It can be accessed at www.isawthelightministries.com/temple.html. After it, Iran, Iraq, Syria and Russia will invade Israel. So this bears watching. A link on the website gives the details of the ancient Islamic prophecy. The web page was written in 2003. Here there are links proving that Assad performed air strikes this weekend inside Iraq. Confirmation number 39. Additional confirmation that Assad is an fallen angel. Arab occultists have long recognized the name of Assad as the name of an angel used in the invocational rites of Arabic conjurations. Linked on the website is a list of angels, both good and bad fallen angels. Among them is the name of Assad. Confirmation number 40, the coming of the Dajjal, ISIS leader claims he is Mahdi. The leader of ISIS globally declared himself as the end-time Inman, the 12th Mahdi. In ancient Muslim prophecies, the foretell a time in the end times when a Muslim will proclaim himself as their Muslim Messiah, the Inman. He would be a young man from Iraq and Syria. He would fight the true Mahdi who would reign from Damascus. Well, of course the leader of ISIS fulfills that prophecy. He was born 1971. He is young man from Iraq Syria fighting Assad. In fact some Muslims are now starting to recognize this fulfillment. Muslims believe the true Messiah will come from Damascus. That is proclaimed in their ancient prophecies. The prophecies declare there would be a war between two sects of Islam in Iraq and Syria in which the false Messiah will first proclaim himself as the Inman and then soon the true Inman will defeat him and rescue Iraq from his men. We have recently seen Assad doing air strikes inside Iraq which the Iraq president welcomed. While Islam is of the devil does no prophecy. These prophecy fulfillments will be used to prove Assad as God. But the truth is Assad is the son of perdition. A fallen angel. Now America will soon strike him and he will survive the American strike. He will invade Israel and Egypt. Russia and China will become his military arms across the world. This is where Islamic prophecies will fail. The true prophecies of Jesus Almighty Father will prevail. Assad and the Pope will both be thrown into the lake of fire and be destroyed. King Jesus and his saints will reign forever. Some Muslim religious leaders are now calling ISIS a group of Khawarij, a sect of Islam. Whether or not ISIS agrees with that description/title, it's important to note that Islamic literature proclaims the Dajjal would come from the Khawarij. Who is the Dajjal? According to Islamic prophecies, he is a young man who in the end times, will rise in Iraq/Syria and claim to be the leader of all Muslims and that he would be actively fighting the Mahdi, the true end-time worldwide Islamic leader, who would have his capital city in Damascus. So very clearly the leader of ISIS is the Dajjal. And Assad is their Mahdi. What is the Mahdi? It is their end-time worldwide Islamic leader. It is the son of perdition of our Holy Bible. Confirmation number 41, 7 more years of the Mahdi. Some people claim that Islamic prophecies proclaim the Mahdi, their end-time Islamic world leader, who actually is the son of perdition, will rule for 7 years. However, the Islamic prophecies do not proclaim that the Mahdi will reign for only 7 years. They actually predict that the Mahdi would already be ruling and then remain for another 7 years after he is revealed as the Mahdi. That's very interesting because on July 16, 2014, Bashar Assad, Yeshua, which means may his name be wiped out and forever forgotten, was sworn into office for his 3rd 7-year term. So, it appears as he remains 7 more years, just like in the Islamic prophecies. This confirms again the Assad is the son of perdition. Of course Islamic prophecies are not of God/Jesus. But the devil also knows prophecies and has plans. Ultimately the Islamic prophecies will fail, because Assad will not remain 7 more years. His reign will be cut short at the end of 42 months after he is manifested at the abomination of desolation. Confirmation number 42, 3 Bible publications proclaim the president of Syria as the Antichrist. Dake's Annotated Bible Good News Translation, GNT, the Alpha and Omega Bible. The Dake's Annotated Bible says in its Bible footnotes that the Antichrist will come from Syria. Quote, Daniel 11 verse 45. The Antichrist, or King of the North, Syria, will make his capital the Jewish Temple in Jerusalem between the Dead Sea and the Mediterranean Sea in the glorious Holy Mountain, Mount Moriah, yet he shall come to an end at Armageddon, Daniel 7 verse 11, verse 26 and 27, 8 verse 25, 9 verse 27, 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 8, Revelation 19 verse 19 to 21. The little horn or Antichrist comes from Syria, one of the 4 divisions of the Grecian Empire. He thus revives the old Grecian Empire, which is symbolized by a leopard, Daniel 7 verse 6, Revelation 13 verse 1 and 2. The other 6 kingdoms of the old Roman Empire submit to him, making him their leader in a war with the north and east, Daniel 11 verse 44, Revelation 17 verse 12 to 17. If the wars of Daniel 11 verse 5 to 34 are only between Syria and Egypt, and if the last day war of Daniel 11 verse 40 to 43 is between Syria and Egypt, ending with the overthrow of Egypt, the king of the south, by Syria, the king of the north, then it settles the question as to where Antichrist comes from. He arises from Syria and will fulfill Daniel 7 verse 8, 19 to 27, 8 verse 9 to 14, 22 to 25, 9 verse 27, 11 verse 40 to 45, 12 verse 1 to 7, Revelation 6 verse 1 to 8, 13 verse 1 to 18, 16 verse 13 to 16, 17 verse 8 to 17, 19 verse 19 to 21. The Good News Translation says in Daniel 11 verse 36, the king of Syria will do as he pleases. He will boast that he is greater than any god, superior even to the supreme God. He will be able to do this until the time when God punishes him. God will do exactly what he has planned. The Alpha and Omega Bible published by this ministry has notes throughout the scriptures pointing to Bashar Assad as the son of perdition, the Antichrist. Confirmation number 43, Judas as part Syrian. I felt led by the Holy Spirit to look up whether that Judas was Syrian and found evidence that he was. Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus and who is called a son of perdition in the scriptures, was part Syrian, and part Jew, as is the modern son of perdition, the being that people call the Antichrist. Bashar Assad, president of Syria, is also part Syrian, part Jew, as was Jesus, part Syrian, part Jew. Judas Iscariot, half Syrian, half Jew. The name Judas Iscariot breaks down to mean the man from Kirioth. Jeremiah 48 verse 24, Kirioth, as we know from the Old Testament, is east of the Jordan River and is part of Moab in Syria. There is a link to an article about Judas here on the website. From Wikipedia, Al-Quraya, also spelled Al-Quraya or Quraya, is a town in southern Syria. Western scholar Josias Leslie Porter identified Al-Quraya with the biblical Kirioth mentioned by Jeremiah as one of the cities in the plain of Moab. The prophet Amos wrote that he would devour the palaces of Kirioth. Many people teach that Kirioth was in what is now Jordan. But even if Kirioth is in Jordan, it was part of the Assyrian Empire at one time. But considering what I heard in the Holy Spirit and what I have presented above and below, I hereby accept that Kirioth is actually Al-Quraya in Syria and that Judas was part Syrian, as were all real descendants of Judah. If you read Jeremiah 48 verse 31 to 47 concerning Moab and Kirioth, it is very clearly talking about the end-time son of perdition. In one of my study Bibles, the note for Jeremiah 48 verse 24 concerning Kirioth, it says likely the city of Judas Iscariot. Verse 25 speaks of him having a horn, as in one horn, as in the little horn of Daniel. The description very clearly shows a very arrogant, prideful being. Confirmation number 44, confirmation of number 29. In 2012, I wrote about, in confirmation number 29, how that tropical storm Debbie in the USA was a prophetic Assyrian storm, foreshadowing the fulfillment of the Assyrian invasion of USA. I had written about how that Jesus showed me that the only time the word be is written in scripture is talking about the end-time Assyrian son of perdition who will claim to the Messiah. I mentioned that Strong's Concordance said that the Hebrew word, now we know it's actually Syrian, for B was Deborah, which is the longer form of Debbie, as in Tropical Storm Debbie. I explained that the Hebrew, Assyrian, words in the passage of Isaiah 7 verse 18 prophesied that the Deborah storm would stall in the body of waters, speaking of the Gulf of Mexico. Foreshadowing the Assyrian attacking from all sides, including from the Gulf of Mexico. This week, in 2015, Jesus has revealed a huge confirmation of this. Someone pointed out to me that the very well-respected and well-known book The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop says on page 194 of my copy, chapter 5, section 5, to identify the Son God with the great revealer of the Godhead, while under the name of Mithra, he was exhibited in sculpture as a lion, that lion had a bee represented between his lips. The bee between the lips of the sun god was intended to point him out as the word for Dabar, the expression which signifies in Chaldee a bee signifies also a word, and the position of that bee in the mouth leaves no doubt as to the idea intended to be conveyed. This is a huge confirmation that Tropical Storm Debbie was a prophetic foreshadowing of the Assyrian Son of Perdition invasion of the USA. Because, I did not know that this book said this. In fact, in 2012, I did not even own a copy of this book. I have also spoken about how that Assad means the lion, and that is because that he claims to be the Lion of Judah, the Word of God. The scriptures say that he has the mouth of a lion and will speak great blasphemous things. We also see how that he is working quickly at spreading the Assyrian language worldwide. Jesus used the Greek language to refer to himself as the Alpha and Omega because he is the Word. Assad is the anti-Meshes and has the fake word, and has the Assyrian word, will speak of himself in Assyrian words and letters such as Yahweh, Yeshua, Yahshua, YHWH, Tav, etc. Of course, Chaldee is the Assyrian language, of which Arabic is a dialect. Hurricane Joaquin of 2015 was also an Assyrian storm foreshadowing the Assad invasion of USA and also foreshadowing the fleeing of the church into the wilderness of Revelation 12 because of the great floods that occurred in the USA during the storm and because of how that my local congregation fled from the threat of flooding. Prophetic implications of Hurricane Joaquin. Hurricane Joaquin, a Category 4 storm, is expected to bring thousand-year rains to NS Carolina and flooding rain to much of the eastern states of USA. Hurricane force winds are expected to hit USA on Sunday. But not directly from Joaquin. This is a major prophetic foreshadowing of the church fleeing into the wilderness of Revelation 12. She is fleeing from the Assyrian storm/flood/armies. The name Joaquin is from King Jehoiakim, who was the wicked king of Judah during the Babylonia invasion of Judah during the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar. King Jehoiakim and Jerusalem was invaded on the second day of the 12th month in 597 BC, the anniversary will be February 10-11, 2016. I am not saying that Jerusalem will be invaded on that date. In fact, that will not be the date of the main invasion. However, it may still be very significant. Therefore, this storm is a sign/warning of the coming Babylonian, Syrian, Russian, Chinese, Iranian, invasion of Israel, Judah, USA and British Commonwealth. It represents the birthing of the Assyrian, Syria, Russia, China and Iran, invasion of the USA and the Great Tribulation, and the birthing/rising up of the Assyrian son of perdition, Bashar Assad, evil be his name. A radar photo of the hurricane looked like a sonogram of a human baby, a fetus. Joaquin. It is announcing judgment on America due to abortion and the birthing of Great Tribulation soon and the rise of Assad. It is interesting to note that this year is called a pregnant year, also known as a leap year, because we add a 13th month which starts on March 10, 2016. Jews will observe it on March 11. Purim will be February 22-23, 2016. Confirmation number 45, Assad releases his own version of the Quran. Islamic leaders usually release new hadiths which explain the Quran. They do not publish new versions of the Quran. For Assad to edit and publish and own Quran, is huge. And he has given it to every citizen of Syria. This new standard version of the Quran/Quran will be the standard for all Muslims and nations across the world. It is a new Quran to be enforced worldwide. The next link describes some of the details of the changes. But I am sure that it does not list every change. Plus, even if these are the only changes, I can tell you from my years of research that just placing a dot or comma in certain places can change the meaning. When the Son of Perdition releases his own version of the Quran and says it's going to be the new Quran for all Muslims worldwide, don't be so ignorant as to think that the purpose is anything other than to conquer and destroy. It's also important to understand that in Islam, whatever is written the most recent, takes precedence over what was written first. Confirmation number 46, Satanic Syria altars to be displayed worldwide. Revelation 13 verse 7. And it was given unto him, Assad, to make war with the saints, and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds, and tongues, and nations. In August 2015, ISIS destroyed the Temple of Baal/Bel in Syria. Bel was also known as Baal, Molech, Apollo and by other names in different cultures. I have shown in confirmation number 37 that Assad is Apollo. The article No Jewish Third Temple Will Ever Be Built gives total biblical proof that Assad is a fallen angel, the archangel of Satan. Wicked people across the world thought that the destruction of the Temple of Baal was a horrible event. Therefore, they have decided to replicate the monumental archway, Arch of Triumph, entrance to the temple/altar, to be made in China, and display these full-scale replicas in a traveling road show in 1,000 cities worldwide including in London and in Times Square in New York City. Assad recognizes that these are altars to him and spiritually emboldens and empowers him over all nations of the earth. A link shows that the replica of the actual temple has been cancelled but they are now planning on building and displaying a replica of the archway entrance. Another link shows that the archway is associated with the Temple of Baal. Notice in the below Wikipedia article, that the temple worships the Syrian/Roman Trinity. Baal, the moon god and the sun god. With Baal being the middle god. This is the imagery that we see on Freemason and Catholic churches, the YHWH in the middle of the all-seeing eye, with the sun on one side and the moon on the other side. This same picture was included in the original KJV of 1611 which I have a copy of. Very clearly, YHWH is not Hebrew, see proof, but rather is a Syrian name of Allah, Bashar Assad, the fallen angel, son of Satan, the being that you call the Antichrist, the Mahdi 12th Inman. Confirmation number 47, USA. Islamic and Communist nations support Syrian 1967 borders. On April 17, 2016, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held a cabinet meeting in the Golan Heights and proclaimed that the Golan Heights will forever be Israeli territory. Assad's government quickly responded that they will seize control of the Golan Heights by military force. The United Nations, USA, Russia, China and 57 Islamic nations responded that the Golan Heights belong to Syria. Currently at the time of this update in May 2016, all nations except Syria, Iran, Russia and China may hate Assad, but when it comes to choosing between Assad and Israel, the majority of nations all support Assad. Jesus revealed to me that the 1967 border dispute will be a major part of the Gog-Magog War of the Middle East. I proclaimed that in the newsletter and on the radio. This new development confirms that Assad is the son of perdition, the fallen angel that people call the Antichrist and that many nations will support Assad against Israel as described in Ezekiel 38. Confirmation number 48, Muslim Seeking Jihad promotes Assad as the Mahdi on YouTube. He posts around 3 to 4 versions of the same video. Confirmation number 49, Assad is the Leviathan seven-headed serpent sea monster of Revelation 13. Last night, Jesus put the word consortium into my mind. The word means a group of people that agree to work together. On the same day, but I did not find out until the next day, there appeared an article on the website The Times of Israel, entitled Israel Consortium Signs Historic 15-Year, $10 Billion Gas Deal with Jordan. The word consortium is not a common word that you would hear or read every day. This cannot be coincidence. In fact, Jesus put this word into my mind in connection with end-time prophecy. When I read the article, it led me to also look up the word Leviathan which they are calling the natural gas field in the Mediterranean Sea bordering Israel. It is owned by the consortium. The word Leviathan is said to mean rising. It is the word used in the Bible for a sea monster. Job 41 verse 1, KJV Can thou draw out Leviathan with an hook, or his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down? Psalm 74 verse 14, Thou break the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. Psalm 104 verse 26, There go the ships, there is that Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. Isaiah 27 verse 1, In that day the Lord with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan the piercing serpent, even Leviathan that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. Isaiah prophesies much about the coming Assyrian invasion. Many Bible scholars agree that Isaiah 27 verse 1 is speaking of the end-time son of perdition, or that most Christians call the Antichrist. The context is when Jesus comes 45 days after the blowing of the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet, verse 13. See 26 verse 20 to also confirm that it's when Jesus delivers both spiritual and physical Israel from the son of perdition. So Leviathan refers to the Assyrian Antichrist sea monster that rises up out of the Mediterranean Sea with seven heads in Revelation 13. According to wikipedia.org/wiki/Leviathan in the section Ancient Near Eastern Origins, it says the Hebrew Leviathan was a development of the earlier Canaanite sea monster Lotan or Litanu, described as a servant of the sea god Yamu in the Baal cycle discovered in the ruins of Ugarit. The account has gaps, making it unclear whether some phrases describe him or other monsters at Yamu's disposal, such as Tunanu, the biblical Tannin. Most scholars agree on describing Leviathan as the fugitive serpent, but he may or may not be the wriggling serpent or the mighty one with seven heads. Like Yamu's other servants and Yamu himself, Leviathan is defeated by the benevolent storm god Hadad. His role seems to have been prefigured by the earlier serpent Temtem, whose death at the hands of the benevolent storm god Hadad is depicted in Syrian seals of the 18th-16th century BCE. Therefore we see a reference to Leviathan having seven heads, just like in Revelation 13. In modern times, the most common related word that we see in the news is ISIL, one of the alternative versions of saying ISIS. ISIL stands for Islamic State in the Levant. Levant means the entire Middle East, as in the ancient Assyrian Empire. Levant is a substitute word for Syria and Assyria. It means rises, as in the beast rising from the sea. It has seven heads and it's Assyria. Therefore, we now have another confirmation of Assad, the head/king/president of Syria, as being the end-time seven-headed beast or sea monster, son of perdition, the Antichrist. Remember that a couple of months or so ago, that Jesus was showing me the word monster. And now the word Leviathan and consortium. Is there more meaning to the news article about the Leviathan oil deal with Jordan? Yes, probably so. The Islamic and communist countries are money-hungry and very wicked. The huge natural gas fields along the Israeli coastline could be one of many reasons that propel them to invade Israel. Confirmation number 50. Conica points to the ultimate defeat of the end-time Syrian king. 1 year ago, Jesus moved this ministry into our first official ministry building. We moved in just 2 days before the Fiesta of Dedication, better known as Conica. Then we held our very first Sabbath services in the new building the day before Conica. Who knows? Perhaps I was 1 day off on the calculation of Conica? I was not trying to move or start services in accordance with the Conica date. But that's how Jesus planned it. Whether the first services were on the day before or on Conica, either way, I believe that Jesus sees it as the dedication of the local temple or house of God. Since then, Jesus has shown me much more about Conica and why it's extremely important for the end-time New Covenant Christians to observe it. Soon, there will be the ultimate abomination of desolation of the temple of God in heaven, and the daily offerings, not animal sacrifices, in heaven will cease, Daniel 12 verse 11. This will occur 30 days before the Great Tribulation begins. But 3.5 years later, the temple will be rededicated. The ultimate spiritual purpose and meaning of Conica has always been to point to the gathering together of the saints into heaven, 2 Maccabees 2 verse 18, for the marriage supper of the Lamb, Revelation 19, at the blowing of the seventh trumpet of the seventh seal, represented by the seventh fiesta/holiday of the year called the Fiesta of Dedication or Conica, and the end-time defeat of the Syrian/Assyrian king Bashar Assad when Jesus and the saints return at the Battle of Armageddon. to make the revelation even more firm and solid that this should be posted as the 50th confirmation, the temperature app on my smartphone has been stuck on 50 degrees, all of yesterday and today thus far. You may remember as well, that a few months ago, that Jesus was showing us lots of 50s all over the news. For more information about Konica/Fiesta of Dedication, please read our article Should End Time New Covenant Christians Observe Konica? Confirmation number 51. Asad's Alawi sect teaches that the 12th Inman Mahdi will be Alawi and God manifest in the flesh with two prophets, Pope Benedict and Francis. The following link shows an Islamic hadith that says that the Mahdi, the end-time Islamic world ruler, is from the Alawi sect, of which Asad is the leader of. Quotes from the following link, the core of Nasserism, Asad's Alawi sect, is the concept of God in triad, with God himself being manifested through Ali, cousin and son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad. Nasserists believe that God is Ali in the flesh, who created Muhammad from his spirit, who in turn created Salman al-Farisi, a Persian companion and evangelist. These three form a triad mana, meaning, ism, name/veil, and bab, gate. Nasserism is also cyclical. Nasserists believe that there have been seven times that God manifested in seven different trinities. The first was of Abel, Adam and Gabriel, the last in Ali, Muhammad and Salman. In all, the meanings, or manifestations, of God seem to be subordinate figures while the name/veil appear to be superior ones. Jesus is the name but God manifestation is actually Simon Peter, Muhammad is the name but God is manifested through Ali. Actually the person who translated this Islamic hadith into English doesn't understand the Arab language enough to understand that they would never say Jesus is the name. But rather Yeshua is the name is the correct translation of this Arabic phrase. The website is non-religious and based in Maryland, USA. Nasserists believe each soul is a star, the sinful will be reincarnated as inferior beings through nine levels of human existence and nobility. Because people sin, they are no longer splendid stars and must redeem themselves by knowing God through marifah, inner knowledge from one's own direct experience of reality, something not possible through books. Consequently, traditional ritual and literal reading of scripture are not essential and can even lead to perdition. The dictator, Assad's dad, previously changed his family name from Washir, wild beast, to Assad, lion, and had married a Sunni woman. The following website confirms Assad's Alawi doctrine that God has appeared to mankind eight times thus far, with yet a ninth time still to come soon. Each time, he appears on earth as a human man, accompanied with two other men in the flesh. Again, they translate Yeshua as Jesus because these are English-speaking people who don't know how much Muslims hate the name of Jesus and only say Yesu, Yeshua and other variations of the pagan Assyrian Y names. Book, The Monotheists, Jews, Christians, and Muslims in Conflict and, Volume 2. By F. E. Peters. Page 321. The Alawi is redeemed only by recognizing the divinity in one of the seven cycles of God's historical self-manifestation. Recognizing Asad as God in the flesh. In each of these manifestations, God is accompanied by two lesser beings, one called the name or the veil, and the other, the gate. Unquote. It then goes on to explain that the Mahdi is God in the flesh who is sometimes seen with the prophets, but that he is higher than the prophets. This is very clear proof that Assad will stand with both popes, and that the false prophet of Revelation 13 is actually both popes. It says that he has two horns. If 10 horns in scripture are 10 beings, and one horn is one being, then it only makes sense that two horns are two beings. So we will see Assad and both popes all stand together as the Trinity God that the traditional church has taught the people to believe in. Assad will even descend from the sky before the Great Tribulation, just like the traditional church has taught the people. The majority of the world will worship them. Concerning the gate and the veil horn/prophets, the Roman Catholic Pope performs the Porta Santa, Holy Gate, ritual every Christmas Eve. In the ritual, he knocks on the wall or door three times. They say that the door is a veil that separates mankind and God, but that the Pope enters through the veil to then eat the Eucharist, which they say, in other Catholic literature, is the very presence of God in the flesh of the cookie. The bottom line. We are about to see the deadly head wound of Revelation 13. The Bible says that after he recovers from the deadly wound that he will continue 42 months. So after Assad is attacked by USA/NATO, there is no way there still remains 7 years. There will only be 3.5 years of great tribulation. I have very trustworthy information that there are now thousands of Russians, Chinese, Iranians and Syrians now in the USA, awaiting the invasion. Syria, Iran, Russia, China, Pakistan, Libya and others will attack and invade Israel. Russia will attack and invade England and the British Commonwealth. America will be invaded. America could see sleeper cell attacks per orders of Bashar Assad. Bashar Assad is the son of perdition, the one people call the Antichrist. England and America will eventually be invaded. As far as dates, I have only given to the best of my understanding of what God has revealed to me, the dates may or may not be accurate. I encourage you to take all of this into major fasting and prayer. Ask God what He wants you to do. Where does God want you to be between 2019 and 2022? What preparations does He want you to make? The Antichrist will continue 42 months after the deadly head wound recovers. He will be given power over the saints of God for that time. He will wear out the saints of the Most High God. We must endure unto the end. We will not be taken out in a pre-trib rapture. It is not God's will that you just give up, not try to survive, ask to be beheaded, ask to be killed. That is the spirit of suicide. It is God's will that many of the readers of this ministry to survive to tell others, warn others and to continue the work of the kingdom of God. Some will be divinely protected. And many will die. It will be a high honor to die for the name of Jesus Christ. But it will also be a high honor to be protected by Jesus Christ, our King and God. Each person must individually seek the Lord's will for their lives. Seek God, follow God. Jesus can and will give us great peace even in the midst of great tribulation. Realize that we need the great tribulation. It is through much tribulation that we will be purified. We need to go through the fire. Don't give up. Don't look down. Don't give in. Look upon Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. After the tribulation of 1260 days, our brothers, the two witnesses of God, will lay dead in the streets of Jerusalem for 3.5 days. Then God will call them up into heaven and we will join them at that blowing of the seventh trumpet. The dead, asleep, in Christ will ascend into heaven and those of us who remain, survive through the great tribulation, will all join together in the air to meet the Lord. We will take part in the marriage supper of the Lamb of God in heaven, Revelation 19, and receive our white robes and white horses. During that time period of 41 to 45 days, the wrath of the Almighty God will be poured out onto the wicked on earth. They will have the chance to repent, but they will not repent. Then, we, as the army of the Lord, will follow King Jesus the Christ on white horses, will return to the earth at the Battle of Armageddon. We will destroy the rebellious worldly forces. Bashar Assad will be destroyed by the brightness of the coming of our great Lord. Our kingdom shall subdue the earth and we will establish our everlasting kingdom upon this planet. And forever will we be with our Lord and King. All glory goes to the one eternal God, creator of heaven and earth in the name of Jesus the Christ. He is the only one who loves you enough to leave his glory in heaven and dwell among sinful mankind, be spit upon, slapped, beat, whipped and crucified to death to save you from your sins. Not Allah, not Bashar Assad, not Muhammad. They are cowards that send others to do their dirty work to steal, kill and destroy. Peace, joy, comfort, victory and eternal life comes only through Jesus the Christ, who was never a Muslim and will destroy all of Islam and Bashar Assad upon his return with the saints of God on that day of Armageddon, 1335 days after the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, the prophet of the God Almighty Eternal One. Repent and be baptized in the authority of Jesus the Christ, live a holy clean life, keep the Ten Commandments including the seventh day Sabbath, draw near unto God and prepare to endure unto the day of the seventh trumpet. You have been listening to at least 51 points of proof that Assad is the son of perdition, the fallen angel that people call the Antichrist. This has been brought to you by I Saw the Light Ministries. Please feel free to download and share with family and friends. But please do not edit. Copyright 2012 I Saw the Light Ministries.